The easiest ways to boost dopamine and serotonin naturally. Hi everyone, and welcome to this deep dive into how to boost dopamine and serotonin levels safely and naturally. These two chemicals are neurotransmitters, which basically work as chemical messengers in your body. Dopamine and serotonin are vital to your mental health and play a role in your appetite, your sleeping patterns, your mood, and your memory. When these neurotransmitters are unbalanced, you may experience problems with your mood, memory, and attention. These types of imbalances may also play a huge role in addictions. Unfortunately, there's been a spike in the demand for medications for these kinds of imbalances lately. These medications can help the imbalances as well as reduce or eliminate symptoms of certain mental conditions, but they can also be highly addictive, hard on your body, and cause side effects. This doesn't mean that you should avoid taking these meds or stop taking them if you already are, because having good mental health is absolutely essential for the quality of life, and if you need help with your mental health, then you might need to continue it. However, there are strategies besides meds that can actually help correct dopamine and serotonin imbalances. You may want to try these strategies before going on medications just to see if they help. Or you could try them while you're on medications to complement your efforts, but make sure always ask your doctor to help you and to ensure that you're not putting yourself in danger, because you always want to confirm that these supplements are safe with medications. So let's take a look at some easy strategies for rebalancing your neurotransmitter levels. Number one is to meditate. You know, meditation can help to increase your dopamine levels, relieve stress, and it can also be paired with breathing exercises for even more benefits. The vagal response actually reduces and can help minimize that sympathetic response, which is the fight or flight, into a more rest and digest parasympathetic response. Exercising every day is important. Doing aerobic exercise or exercise that can raise your heart rate for just 30 minutes a day can boost serotonin levels and can decrease the symptoms of certain mood disorders. Eating well is very important. This one's quite simple. Your gut produces majority of your neurotransmitters, so you want to have a healthy gut. Some foods will boost your serotonin and dopamine levels, so you should eat more of them. And foods that help boost serotonin levels are omega-3 fatty acids, which can be found in cold water fish, tryptophan, which can be found in whole wheat bread, corn, and potatoes, but be careful if you are sensitive to gluten. Coffee, though if you stop drinking it, you might go into withdrawal, can actually change your neurotransmitter levels too, so be careful about that one. Another tip is to get outside. Spending just 5 minutes outdoors can actually improve your mood and your motivation. This is because the sunlight helps with serotonin and dopamine creation in your body. So the next time you have a few minutes free, go for a walk in a nearby park. Practicing gratitude. This has a direct effect on your brain's reward system, which is linked to release of serotonin and dopamine. Take time every day to write down and appreciate 3 things in your life and see if it actually does affect your mood. Studies have shown actually an increase in happiness for weeks if you do this. If you write a letter of gratitude to someone that you don't usually thank and you actually read the letter to them, you can have weeks of happiness from doing this. And do something new. When you encounter a new experience, your brain releases dopamine, and the more unfamiliar the experience, the bigger the dopamine hit. So this is an encouragement to maybe try a new hobby, a new book, or go to a new place. Set and achieve your goals. When you achieve your goals, your brain releases dopamine, which gives you that rush of pleasure. So take that time, set down, set small goals, large goals, and work towards them. And when you hit them, you'll get that dopamine rush. Certain essential oils actually smell good and prompt your brain to release serotonin and dopamine. The best oils for these are lemon, lavender, and bergamot. And just make sure you read the oil directions very carefully before you use them, because they can sometimes be used incorrectly. Think of the past. Thinking about happy memories actually produces serotonin in the anterior cingulate cortex, which is the part of your brain that's associated with attention. So when you have some free time, sit quietly, think about your happiest memories, and give yourself a boost. Go to therapy. Improving your serotonin levels can actually help lift your mood. And the opposite is also true. If your mood improves, then serotonin creation increases as well. Talk to a professional about your problems, work it out with solutions, and this can actually help improve your mood as it can increase your serotonin levels doubled. And lastly, we talk about supplementation. Supplements like 5-HTP, SAMe, omega-3s, L-theanine, tryptophan, these could be beneficial if taken with proper dosing, proper timing, and ensuring you have good cofactors for your neurotransmitters like vitamin Bs are also very important. So always ask your provider before starting supplementation. Thank you for listening today. We hope you got something very helpful from what we've shared about easy ways to boost dopamine and serotonin naturally. Remember, we're here to empower you to take control of your health.
This podcast has been produced and broadcast solely for informational and education purposes by DrLamCoaching.com for healthy individuals in a non-medical setting only. Statements and views expressed in this podcast are not medical advice and have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The products and supplements discussed in this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you believe you may have a medical condition, please consult your own doctor. No telemedicine services, medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment are provided by any of the persons appearing in the podcast. Opinions of guests are their own, and DrLamCoaching.com does not endorse or accept responsibility for any of the statements and views made by guests. The views and opinions of guests in the podcast are their own and do not reflect those of DrLamCoaching.com. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. In some cases, individuals on this podcast may have a direct or indirect financial interest in the products or services referred to herein. Podcast listeners should always seek the advice of their physicians or other qualified health providers with any questions they may have regarding their own medical conditions. Podcast listeners must always continue to follow the advice of their personal physicians for all of their medical needs.